Come, let us return to Adonai, our God who is gracious and merciful. O Holy One, open my lips, and my mouth will proclaim your praise. My sacrifice is a contrite spirit, a humbled contrite heart, you will not reject. O Son of Justice, Jesus Christ, dispel the darkness of our hearts, till your blessed light makes nighttime flee, and brings the joys your day imparts. In this our time acceptable, touch every heart with sorrow, Lord, that turned from sin renewed by grace, we may press on toward love's reward. The day your day in beauty dawns, when in your light earth blooms anew, led back again to life's true way, may we forgive and rejoice in you. O loving Trinity, our God, to you we bow through endless days, and in your grace newborn we sing new hymns of gratitude and praise. Amen. O let my tongue cleave to my mouth, if I remember you not. By the rivers of Babylon, there we sat and wept, remembering Zion. On the poplars that grew there we hung up our harps. For it was there that they asked us, our captors for song, our oppressors for joy. Sing to us, they said, one of Zion's songs. Oh, how could we sing the song of Adonai on alien soil? If I forget you, Jerusalem, let my right hand wither. Oh, let my tongue cleave to my mouth, if I remember you not. If I prize not Jerusalem above all my joys. O Babylon destroyer, be open to change, for love makes you free. The path you are on will lead to your destruction. Give glory to the One and to the Word and to the breath of love. As always before, so now and evermore. Amen. O let my tongue cleave to my mouth, if I remember you not.
A reading from the second book of Chronicles. Early and often, Adonai, the God of their ancestors, sent messengers to the kings of Judah, for God had compassion on the people and the temple. But successive rulers mocked God's messengers, despised their words, and scoffed at the prophets, until Adonai brought up against them the king of the Chaldeans, who killed their young men with the sword in their own sanctuary, with compassion for neither young men nor young women, neither the old nor the infirm. All of them he delivered into his power. All the utensils of the house of God, large and small, the treasures of the house of Adonai, and the treasures of the king and his princes, all these Nebuchadnezzar brought to Babylon. The Chaldeans burnt the house of God, tore down the walls of Jerusalem, burnt down all its palaces, and destroyed all its precious objects. Those who escaped the sword, he carried captive to Babylon, where they became slaves to him and his sons, until the Persian kingdom came to power. All this was to fulfill the word of Adonai spoken by Jeremiah. Until the land has retrieved its lost Sabbaths, during all the time it lies waste, it shall have rest while 70 years are fulfilled. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Look with mercy, Adonai, look with kindness on your people. With compassion turn to your sinful people. Look with mercy, Adonai, look with kindness on your people. With compassion turn to your sinful people. O God, we now confess our sin, renounce our greed and stubborn pride, resolve to mend our ways and win forgiveness through Christ crucified. Look with mercy, Adonai, look with kindness on your people. With compassion turn to your sinful people. Do not reject us, Adonai, nor hide your face as we deserve. Your guiding light and grace we need to know your ways and how to serve. Look with mercy, Adonai, look with kindness on your people. With compassion turn to your sinful people. I have done many good works for you to see. For which of these do you stone me? Blessed be Adonai, the God of Israel, who visits this people to set us free, raising for us a sign of salvation in the house and family of David. God promised throughout past ages, in words of holy prophets, to save us from our enemies and from the control of our oppressors. Adonai favored our ancestors and remembered the sacred covenant. The pledge to Abraham and Sarah is now renewed for us, that freed from the grip of our foes, we might worship without fear and be both just and holy for the rest of our days. And you, child, called prophet of the Most High, will go ahead to prepare the way by teaching this people of salvation through forgiveness of their sins. For the loving compassion of the Holy One, as the rising sun will shine upon us, to illumine the darkness and dispel death's shadow, to guide our feet on the way of peace. Glory to the One, and to the Word, and to the breath of love, as always before, so now and evermore. Amen. I have done many good works for you to see. For which of these do you stone me?
The fast that you desire, Adonai, is breaking the chains of evil and untying the bonds of injustice. Help us to fast by loving our neighbor. The fast that you desire is freeing the oppressed and welcoming the poor into our homes. Help us to fast by loving our neighbor. The fast that you desire is clothing the persons we find naked and not despising our neighbors. Help us to fast by loving our neighbor. The fast that you desire is sharing food with the hungry, giving drink to the thirsty, and welcoming immigrants and strangers. Help us to fast by loving our neighbor. The fast that you desire is caring for those who are sick or injured, and visiting those who are in prison. Help us to fast by loving our neighbor. Create in us clean hearts, O God, and fill us with your Holy Spirit. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Holy One and God of endless compassion, you are the praise of all your saints and the joy of all creation. You call us in this holy season to return to you with all our hearts and to be moved with compassion towards all who suffer. May this final week of Lenten prayers and practices and our whole lives help to build your reign on earth as it is in heaven, where you live and love, one God forever and ever. Amen. May the God of life and freedom, who calls us to love God and to love our neighbors, bless our hearts with loving kindness. Amen. Let us bless the world with peace and give thanks to God.
Come, let us return to Adonai, our God who is gracious and merciful.